Peace and blessings, everyone. I'm Aziza, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Bold. It has been a long time since I've been on here on my own. I think the last episode I did solo was Elephant in the Room, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to it at all, or if it's been a while, you might get a kick out of backtracking and listening to that one just to see how things have played out since I published that episode. Every now and then, I have an interview that really stops me in my tracks for whatever reason. And I feel the need to follow up that interview with me just coming in front of the mic and saying a few words, reflections, if you will. So that's what I'm going to do this evening, inshallah. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but there were a few points that I wanted to hit on. Before I get into any of that, I just want to start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. The amount of support I have received from people just since I started this passion project, not even a year ago, has been overwhelming. The support and exposure. To be honest, when I started this, I wasn't expecting much. I didn't care. And what I mean when I say I didn't care is that I didn't care whether the whole world heard it or not. It was something that I wanted to do. And I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. And by the mercy of Allah, I've done it. And that's not to say anything for myself. My point is that if Allah has willed for something to happen, it's going to happen. We have to do the work. It's not going to come with us just sitting back and waiting for it. And don't get me wrong, this is still a small podcast, extremely small. It's a blip on the radar. You know, this is never going to be on Spotify top 10 for obvious reasons, right? We all know what those reasons are. If you're listening to this, you know what those reasons are. But yet and still, I looked at it this way when I started. If I get 10 people to listen to this, that's awesome. But I never imagined it would be 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. I never thought I would have hundreds of people listening to just one episode all over the world from countries that I never expected. And not only listening, but people contacting me, telling me that they've downloaded episodes, you know, they've shared it with friends, they've shared it with family, people being inspired to start their own podcast. It's humbling. And I appreciate it. And for those of you who have gone the extra mile and come out of your own pocket for the podcast, to you, I make dua for you. I know your names and you know who you are. So thank you. And your moral support, your duas, your financial support does not go unnoticed. If anyone is interested in helping out in that way, I just started a Patreon for the podcast not too long ago. And when you go to the show notes, there's a link for that, as well as a link for support through the platform, which is Anchor, if you're interested in that, doing that as well. But either way, whether you give or not, this is still going. So for those of you that have shown any kind of support, thank you. And I will, inshallah, continue to do my very best to give you the real. I'm not in front of this mic playing. And if you've listened for any amount of time, I think you know that, or else you probably wouldn't be listening right now. So I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledged all of you, because it means a lot. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of why I'm even on here right now. The interview is still fresh. I dropped it today, and I wasn't even planning on dropping it today. I was going to sit on it, but I was reflecting on the content and what was said, and I just decided to go with it. And that's why I'm on here now. And I'm saying that because you might not have even had a chance to listen to it. The topic was propaganda. And I wasn't so much surprised by what my guest said. If anything, it was just confirmation. See, because when you get to a certain point in understanding the way the world works, not a lot surprises you. You have inclinations, you have these gut feelings towards the way certain things are presented. And for anybody who's new to this way of thought, that'll save you 10, 15 years of research. Just being able to have that discernment, you know, and that's something that the Creator bestows upon you, that discernment to be able to see through the mess. And when I first heard about the Uyghur thing, I didn't get into it. I didn't have time. I was in the service at that time. I didn't have time to devote down that path. I just heard about it. I saw it. And I said, something about that doesn't seem right. But I can't give the spare time to really go down that rabbit hole. And if we just take away what Mr. Arrett said yesterday, if we just take away any of the research that we, independent research we could do on our own about China, about Xinjiang, if we just critically think about the source, where that information came from, okay, the official story, right? If we just look at the source of where that information came from, we can sift through it ourselves and say, that's false. How can we say that? Because this source is always lying to us. This source is is behind why we have millions of people running around afraid of their own shadow right now, afraid to even breathe. Okay, that's real. That's what it is. And a source that has an extensive track record for not only human rights violations, but for abuses against the same group that they claim is being abused by the Chinese. So why would I believe them? It doesn't make any sense. So if I want to further validate my position, then I can do some independent research. Then I can evaluate what Mr. Arrett said yesterday. And, you know, that's more ammunition. But on face value, we can analyze it. And that leads me to segue into my first point, actually. This is just my introduction, okay? First point is, and this is for my Muslim brothers and sisters listening. Do any of you remember when the Uyghur narrative, and I'm going to call it a narrative, first made airspace? Does anybody remember that? I remember getting emails from certain organizations asking for money. Okay? Well-known organizations. You know who they are. We're not going to expose them here. They expose themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to be exposed. I remember getting emails asking me for money and the emotives that were used, the usual stuff, the usual pictures. I remember seeing prominent leaders, okay, prominent dais, prominent usteds, propagating this narrative. I remember it very well. And I remember this one in particular. He is out of the UK. It will just, that's all I'm going to say as far as describing him. He's out of the UK. And he had several people on his channel talking about this narrative and how the Western governments needed to step in. Now, this individual was called out on his propagating of the narrative. He was called out by another individual who actually lives in China. This individual called him out and said, you know, you're lying. You need to be able to provide proofs of your claim. Mind you, the person who called him out is not Muslim. So chew on that for a little bit. And the well-known dai, he didn't really give a straightforward response. He kind of danced around the issue and accused the individual in China of lying and being a shill for the Chinese. So the individual in China tried again to reason with this dai and even invited him on his podcast. He invited him on his podcast to explain his position and to try to clear the air. This well-known dai once again danced around it and failed to make an appearance on the podcast. He kind of left the whole Uyghur narrative, and sure enough, when it was time for CV, here he was on his channel propagating the CV narrative, even taking a Muslim angle and saying how wonderful it was that Muslims were behind the quote-unquote creation of the jab. So I'm sharing that story anecdotally to come to my first point of we have a problem, brothers and sisters, a big, big problem. If you're listening to me right now at this very moment, the fact that you're even tuned into this podcast lets me know that at least at a basic level, you understand that. You feel it in your bones that as an ummah, okay, as a Muslim body, we have a deeply seated problem. And I'm pausing now because I'm trying to collect the words here to really express what the problem is. I'll pose a question. Instead of trying to present you with the problem, because again, I'm not here to sell you anything. I want to open the door for you to be able to think for yourself. I'll pose a question. How is it that all of these people came out when the Uyghur narrative was getting airtime and were saying the same thing? Why didn't anybody try to take a different approach and look at try to actually have an understanding of the situation and look at it differently. Why didn't anybody pose the question, well, maybe what we're being fed from the same sources who hate us anyway, maybe we can't trust them? Why didn't anybody pose that? Why did I get emails asking me for money? Why were so many people clutching their pearls and making videos and crying and everything and sharing information that you have no way of knowing if it's true or not unless you're there? I'll wait. And so here we are, 2021. And how many of you attend a masjid where they are having vaccination clinics? How many of you are attending masjids where they're still doing the masks and the 666 feet apart? Yes, I said 666 feet apart. There's a pattern. There's something going on there. And I'm not coming from a place of suspicion. I'm coming from the facts. No one took the time to push up against this Uyghur thing and say, wait a minute now, what is your evidence? We need to get a clear picture before you start to say that our brothers and sisters in China are being genocided. What are you getting at, America, Britain, France? What are you getting at? No one said that. Why did collectively Muslims accept that? Just like collectively they're accepting this current narrative. So I'll pose another question. I see that there's a problem. Do you see that there's a problem? And if you do, what do you think that it is? I'm not trying to get accusatory because I know that some of you may not be ready to hear that. And some people get very defensive. I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I try very hard on here not to drop names. However, we need to acknowledge that we have a problem. We have a problem with, obviously, our lay members, but as well as our leaders, and as well as people masquerading as leaders, people who have the shamelessness to start channels. Do they start out with good intent? Allah knows best. We don't know who these people are. And they start pushing certain things. We have a problem. I'm not going to dwell on that point too much, but you need to really be thinking about that. You need to think about who you're listening to, including me. And I'm not saying that as a warning. I'm saying that because you need to be aware of everything. Don't allow yourself to be duped. The plot of Shaitan is alive and well. If you can't see it around you, it's all around you. And just because someone says assalamu alaikum, just because someone has a beard, you know, they wear hijab, they're rocking a thobe, that means nothing. Because we have been infiltrated for a very long time. But it seems as though now those veils are dropping. And it's as clear as day that we have a very deep problem. We have a problem with identity. We have a problem of acceptance. Acceptance of who we are. We have a problem with Iman. With acknowledging what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated. I'm not talking about things that are unclear. I'm talking about things that he has said that are very clear. We have a problem with that, and we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust the intellect that Allah has blessed us with. that's obvious that we don't, because if we did, we wouldn't be falling for the okie doke. That's what these are. This Uyghur thing, this CV thing, the one thing that has an anniversary coming up here shortly, because there's some of us that still haven't figured that out. Those are all okie dokes, and they keep coming. They keep coming, and we have to get smarter. We have to, because we are in the very beginning. We're not even at the fun part yet. These attacks are not going to stop. The attacks on your intellect, the attacks on your soul, that's what we are in the throes of. We are in an all-out war. And the sooner you acknowledge that, the better. These are not one-offs. These are not, oh, someone just made a mistake. They didn't do the research. Well, let me tell you this. When you are saying something inflammatory like China is committing genocide, for an example, okay, that's a huge statement. What do you have to back it up? And then not only did you not back it up, you disappeared into the wilderness. So if this was a legitimate genocide, well, where are you now a couple of years later? Why are you not still sounding the alarm? Why did you just fade off? So that lets me further know that what, brothers and sisters, we have a problem. These people that are out here propagating these agendas, trying to make you fall for the okie doke, trying to lead you down the wrong path. They may not even know that they're leading you the wrong way. Not everyone is an agent. That's not what I'm saying. Not everybody's on the payroll. Some people are just useful idiots. They believe their own smoke. You have to be careful. Use the discernment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Think critically. When you hear anything like that, first thing you need to ask is, why is that person or why is this entity telling me this? What is the benefit? What do I know about this source? Have they shown themselves or itself to be trustworthy? What is their track record? What has their stance been on other things before? Have they shown me anything that would make me think that their conduct is untoward? Are they an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If they're an enemy of Allah, and I'm not talking about someone who is a non-Muslim. Let's get this clear, because that's something else that we really need to wrap our heads around, especially at this stage of the game. But are they an outright enemy? Are they out there running the streets, hurting Muslims? Are they being manipulative? Are they spreading falsehood? Are they trying to destroy the deen of Allah? If they check those boxes, why would I believe them? It's a done deal. So just keep that in mind. Because like I said, it's not going to stop. You're going to keep hearing about things. They're going to keep trying to provoke you with emotion. And you cannot get emotional. You have to use your brain. You have to. Because they don't want you to use it. Why do you think there has yet to be anyone to sit down and discuss the current situation with facts and the data that they love so much? They're not going to do it because they know they will lose the intellectual battle. That's why it's all emotional. That's why they're always telling you about killing grandma. That's why they're always telling you about how we need to stick together. That's why everywhere you turn, it's emotion and just irrationality, because it works, because they have people functioning at a base level. Don't be one of those people functioning at a base level. You are better than that. That is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed you to do. And that is not how we will see the other side of this. My next point, like-minded people. There has been countless people contacting me saying how because of this podcast, they don't feel alone. Some people are in a situation where they're the only one in their family who who can see, okay? They're in a village full of the blind. And we need to reach out to like-minded people. Now, I want to say something. That doesn't mean we all need to agree. I've noticed that there's a propensity for some people in the quote-unquote truth movement to think that everyone needs to agree. No, we don't. We need to agree on the fundamentals now. But the details, we don't. We need to agree on who the enemy is and that there's something fundamentally wrong and we need to move forward. So it's high time that if you're not already doing so, you need to reach out to people. If you find people who understand what is going on and what's at stake, network. You're going to have to figure out a way to circumvent this situation, this system, even if it's just a little bit. Yes, you completely reject it with your mind and your body and your spirit, but you also need to try to reject it with your actions. The latter is more difficult than the former, but it is possible. Like I said, even a little bit is resistance. That's the point that we're at. People think when they hear the word resistance that we're going to be out in the streets with guillotines. No. Because is that how the enemy is fighting the war? No, that's not how the enemy is fighting the war. The enemy is fighting the war with subtleties, with information. Okay? That's how the enemy is fighting the wars, or the war and the battles. So I'll take it back to my first point. We have to be smart. And with that, I'm going to be perfectly honest. As a Muslim, it saddens me. Deeply, deeply, deeply saddens me to say what I'm about to say. But I'm speaking truth right now, and so I'm going to say it. I have not run across enough Muslims. There are some, not enough. There are some who get it, even at a basic level. There are even less that really get it. And when I say get it at a base level, they know that something's not right. That's the basic level. Okay, something's not right. I don't know what it is. I don't know about, you know, this pyramid and the occult connections. I don't know how Muslims have been infiltrated. I don't know how every other major religion has been infiltrated. I don't know all those details, but I know in my gut, in my spirit, something is not right. Okay, that's the basic level. People who really get it, they understand that this goes deeper than the president or a prime minister of a country. That this plan has been unfolding since Adam alayhi salam walked the earth, that Shaitan was going to come for human beings. You need to connect with those people. And unfortunately, there are not enough Muslims that get it at even a basic level. And it pains me to say that. As a revert, knowing what it's like to be in that darkness and having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you to be removed from that darkness, only to see your brothers and sisters who many were born Muslim still in darkness, it's painful. I can't even express to you how painful it is to see. But be that as it may, there's not enough. And some of you may criticize my choice of guests on this podcast. Honestly, if I could have every single guest be a Muslim that knew what was up, I would have them on. But guess what? That That's the kind of company we're keeping, okay? That's how small the numbers are. And I'll let you know something else. Privately, there are people who know what is going on. I've had some people say that they will just not come on and talk about these things. They're aware, they get it, but they're not going to come on and talk about it. So that takes me back to my first point. You need to be careful of who you listen to. We have a problem. As a Muslim quote-unquote community, we have a problem. So again, find like-minded people. You're going to have to. We're out there. People who know what's going on, our numbers are few, but we are out there and we're scattered. And for anyone who is feeling alone, just know this. You may be lonely, but you're not alone. If Allah has blessed you to have these veils removed, you should have your face on the floor and thanking Him. You should be in tears thanking Him, because there is a reason for it. There's a reason that He has allowed everyone else around you to be blind, to be deaf, dumb, and blind. There's a reason for that, but there is also a reason that He has allowed you to see. So don't ever forget that. You are never alone. No matter how dark you may think it is now, or how dark it's going to be in the future, just know that you are not alone. Lonely, but not alone. My third point. I know a lot of us are seeing the way these shots are rolling out. We all have family and friends who are on the ship of fools. They're on that ship. That ship has left the dock and it is out to sea. And some of them are going to continue to sail away, okay? Some of them may jump off at some point, but the majority are going to stay the course. They are going to keep sailing out to sea into the darkness, into oblivion. And we have to accept that. We also have to accept that, and what I'm about to say is something that many in the truth community don't want to say because everybody's high on that hopium, or they don't want to say it because they're afraid that they're going to lose viewers, listeners, whatever. But I'm going to say it because I think it's important that you digest this. Again, think for yourself. But I'm just going to present this to you and you do what you want with that information. You need to take a step back from what is unfolding currently. And I just want to preface, obviously, I'm being cryptic for a reason, okay? Censorship. Anyway, you need to accept what is unfolding. You need to understand that how things are transpiring are the way that they are supposed to go. Do not despair. Do not get down in the dumps. Do not get depressed. If you are working a job and they're telling you, hey, you either need to roll up your sleeve or test every week, yeah, that's an unfortunate situation. But you need to think about this long term. Are you going to allow the sanctity of your body, which, by the way, is not yours, it belongs to Allah, okay? Let's not forget that. So are you going to allow the sanctity of your body, the little sanctity and sovereignty that you have left, because they've taken everything else away over time under the guise of quote unquote freedom and safety. So are you going to allow that little piece that you have left to be taken away for a job? For a job. A job by which, by the way, they can still fire you for any other reason if they decide to. So is it worth it? They're cracking down with their cute little passports in certain places oh, I can't go out to eat. I can't go to the movies. I can't go to this gym. I can't do this. I can't do that. Is it worth the sanctity and sovereignty of the body that Allah has given you? Just think about that. Because whenever a government comes in and starts taking things away or putting restrictions in place, they don't stop. It's not going to stop. Do you hear me? It's not going to stop. You have to know this. And some of you may be hearing this and, yeah, Aziza, I'm going to turn this part down because I already know this. Okay. You're saying stuff I already know. I'm saying this because there are those amongst us who are quote unquote awake, woke, who are still not understanding this. I've heard this from their own mouths. What you knew before 2020 wasn't that great anyway. And it's not coming back. That's why you need to get together with like-minded people. That's also why my third point is you need to worry about your soul. That's what they ultimately want. All of this is just a means to the end to get to that. Why do you think they try so hard? Why do you think they're constantly distracting you? Look, this global society that we find ourselves in is not designed for a believer. It's not designed for the one who is submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the one who wants to submit to Allah. It's not designed for that. They don't want that. There's no place for that. That's why you're constantly inundated, overstimulated, overwhelmed, underwhelmed, underloved, overfed, and underfed spiritually. They want that soul because they know once you are out to sea on the ship of fools, the further and further away you get from Allah, it gets harder and harder to come back. And if people are walking around with blinders on, don't even have the spiritual discernment to understand that something is afoot, what do you think is going to happen with that? That's diabolical. It's perfect. That's exactly what they want. So you have to worry about your soul. Don't worry about, oh, they're going to come door to door for us. Well, guess what? Whether or not you rolled up your sleeve, they're still going to come door to door for you eventually anyway, right? If that's the way that things were to play out. Allah knows best. So why worry about that? We can't control any of that. We can only control ourselves and we can only control our response. And I see so many in the truth community who are losing it. They want to break you down. Because like I said, they want your soul. Because the one that they work for, he said this. Okay, he told Allah this. But that's what he wanted. That's what he was going to do. As many of human beings that he could drag to hell with him, that's what he was going to do. And we see that playing out. That's why it's so amazing to see Muslims in particular that are blind to this. But be that as it may, work on your soul. Work on your relationship with the Creator. Work on surrounding yourself with like-minded people. If you cannot make hijrah, that's not a reality for everyone. Make your stand where you are. If you can have a little garden, work on your garden. If you can work on your physical fitness so at least your body is right, do that. If you want to start researching holistic medicine, herbs, get into Unani medicine, you need to do that because that is how you fight back. That is your resistance. If there is a way for you to network with like-minded people and start building underground networks and community where if people need resources outside of the system, they can do that, you should. That's why I'm saying, that's why my second point was to get together with like-minded people because there is a lot of talent amongst Muslims and people who are non-Muslim. We're going to have to reach out because there is not enough Muslims who understand. Are you hearing me? You're going to have to let go of that. You're going to have to because your brothers and sisters in Islam who are not getting it, they'll be the first ones to turn you in. You have to know that. And that is not hyperbole. If you sit back and you reflect deep down, I think you understand that. So get into furthering your relationship with Allah. That trumps all of this. Your relationship with Allah trumps everything that the system is doing. Okay, everything that is going on outside, the mandates, the passports, the crazy people going along with all of this. Your relationship with Allah trumps all of that, and that is what is going to give you peace to press on. That is what's going to give you the strength. If your relationship with Allah is weak or non-existent, you're not going to make it. That's why you see so many people in the truth community losing it. Because guess what? The majority of them are not Muslim. Think about that. They understand that something's not right. Allah has given them that discernment at that level to know that something's not right. But as far as that most important piece of knowing what their purpose in life is, they don't have that. You have that. If you are Muslim and listening to that, you have that piece that they don't have. So work on it. Cultivate it. Make it stronger. You know everything about the Bilderberg group. You know everything about the Club of Rome. But what do you know about the Sahaba? What do you know about Tawheed? That's what we need to do. We need to get back to those basics. And so then you're probably saying, well, Aziza, I agree with you, but didn't you just say earlier we need to be careful who we listen to? Absolutely. And that still stands. You still need to be careful who you listen to. You need to get back to reading. Stop listening to any random lecture on YouTube because you Googled Surat al-Kahf. Anybody can upload a video on YouTube giving tafsir. You need to get back to those classical works that have been around for centuries. People who devoted their lives to the deen. And I'll say one last time, work on yourself, your soul. None of us are getting out of this alive. And when I say that, I mean life. None of us are getting out of this life alive. And we all know that. Whether we want to truly acknowledge that and accept it is another thing. But we all know that. And so we need to work on our relationship with our Creator. We have to. And finally, my last point is, don't forget, this is only the beginning. We're just getting started. The party has not started, you guys. We're tailgating right now. You know, I saw a post the other day where someone said, if this is a pandemic, this is really boring. And for us as believers, we should know that there's more to come. This isn't even the hard part. So that goes back to my previous point. Work on your soul. There's nothing wrong with getting the information that is presented on here to give you a better picture. If anything, the information that I to you on this podcast should confirm for you what Allah has said and the different things that have been put in place in Islam. So again, we're in the beginning. Stay strong and continue to resist. Even if you feel it's just a little bit, do what you can. Because every time you resist, even with your thought, your spirit, the enemy is weaker.